All right, we're about set for the second half here of opening night football under the Friday night lights here in late August on what's been a very pleasant evening. Sometimes they can be rather hot this time of year, but been really pleasant tonight. And the Bears from Willow Springs are providing their hometown fans with a lot of entertainment this evening and lead by 8 here, by 9 actually at the break, 22-13. And the Mountain View Yellow Jackets deferred to the second half, so they will receive the ball and the Bears will be kicking off to start the second half. Bear defense, bent quite a bit there in the first half, Marty, but all in all, down the stretch, they played good and got the big defensive touchdown, which opened up the game a little bit.
Yeah, it really got better as the game went on. And, you know, when you don't know a lot about a team, you kind of have to feel them out as the game goes. And good job by the coaching staff to change up some schemes, get some more pressure on the quarterback. And I think that was really key. And,
yeah, it was.
We saw that directly with the interception and then indirectly just causing Long to hurry up a little bit.
Yeah, he was like 5 for 5 to open the game, and then the Bears started getting all pressure on him and wasn't quite as accurate with his throws. So waiting for the Yellow Jackets to get out here on the field as they huddle over on the far sidelines. Are they huddling with the officials? Or?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so I don't know what that's all about.
I'm sure the officials probably before we even start the second half want to remind everybody, like, hey, chill out. Let's not fight anymore.
And this is
let's have a nice, clean third quarter.
This is an intrastate game, too, so I don't know if, you know, rules shouldn't be much different on the other side of the state line. But
no. No.
It's football, you know. High school
Arkansas football is good, and this is a pretty good Mountain View team. So
They've got some skill players that are really good.
The Bears have fared well in the first half. Now we'll see if they can finish the job. You got to close games, and that's something when you're a program that's only won 2 games in the last 2 years. You know, that can come as a challenge sometimes to have a little success and learn how to close those out. So the Bears will attempt to do that in the second half. Again, next week will be a Pleasant Hope. That's a lengthy drive to the west. And then we'll be back here in 2 weeks to play the Kabul Bulldogs, and that will be the celebration of 100 years of Bear football. I say a lot of years, and I know there's one. There's like an Ozark Bowl thing in the Mumford Gym with one of our best football teams from those 100 years. But there's been some good ones, and I don't know what we're stalling here because they're still talking to the Mountain View coaching staff.
Yeah, Mountain View coaching staff is.
Willow is not engaged.
No, they're not. It's just Mountain View coaching staff has some extended talking to do with the officials. And I think the head coach was out there, and then another coach has now entered into the conversation. So we don't know what that's all about. But it has delayed the start of the second half.
Okay. So we do have some advantage of having some coaches right next door that can kind of fill us in on what's going on. Coach Julie and Coach Fisher over there, and apparently Mountain View had a player kicked out as well.
Okay.
So the coaches are being informed, and they're not happy about that, as I saw one just kind of do the I've had it sign with his hands, and Willow had John Ball removed from the game, and now Mountain View is having a player removed as well, and I don't know if that's odd that it would trace back to the incident from the second quarter and just now being informed of that, or if they maybe came back with some, I don't know, they want to appeal. I'm not sure, but they're taking quite a bit of time here at midfield, and crowd is growing restless. We're ready to play some football.
Don't know what's being said out there, but it's not. You can tell that the Mountain View coaching staff is not really happy about the situation as the officials are trying to inform them of what's happened and what's going to happen, and we have not got the second half underway yet. The Bears were out there ready to go. They had put their kicking unit out there, ready to kick off to Mountain View. So slowly
there
the Mountain View coaches are headed back to the sidelines. Still not off the field, but they're kind of heading that way.
There's a lining up ready to kick this thing off. Wake puts it on the tee, and Mountain View still not out on the field.
No,
yet,
the players are not out there yet.
It was a wild scene late in the second quarter, about the four-minute mark, if you want to go back and look at it on YouTube. I would not necessarily recommend that, but it was a pretty good brawl between the two teams and multiple penalties, multiple players ejected, and so apparently still some residual damage from that, and everybody is in agreement now that we're ready to move on, and Wake will kick it away.
Don't know if they're in agreement, but they are going to play the game.
That might be a stretch, yeah.
Wake to kick off, and it's a kind of a squib kick. Hit and about the 30 and picked up right there. And right down they go. Ball carrier maybe got a yard on the play, but good job of kicking off by the Bears.
Good coverage as well.
Yep.
As the Bears had the return man pinned in. Nowhere to go. And we'll see if Mountain View's offense can get back on track a little bit. They had lots of early success, but did not score in the second quarter.
So the Yellow Jackets will be first and 10 at their own 30-yard line, trailing 22-13.
It's a good week one matchup for the Bears. These two teams really, I feel like, are pretty evenly matched.
Long at quarterback. Four wide receivers. The man takes a step back to catch the ball, and that was a mistake. The Bears hit him hard down at the 28. Tried to set up a screen. Yeah, tried to set up a screen pass. It just didn't work.
And that's Cook, and that's the guy they want to have the ball, but the Bears just had it read perfectly, and he had nowhere to go.
Loss of two on the play, back to the 28. It'll be second down and 12. Tried to drop him back in a screen there so he'd have some space to run in, but the Bears did not allow it that time. Second down and 12. Long got his signal from the coach. He's out there in the shotgun calling the signals. He's got four wide outs. He looks to his left. He is
he's back.
And he is going to be brought down inside the 20, back at the 18-yard line.
Defensive line, you got to give credit to the whole crew there. There were three or really four guys there. Mr. Rutledge giving Elijah Roberts credit to lead the way, but there were four Bears that crashed through and brought down the quarterback.
Going to spot the ball at the 21. It'll be third down and 19 now for the Yellow Jackets from Mountain View, Arkansas. Three wideouts to the near side of the field, one to the far side of the field. Bears line up. They go to the near side of the field, and the player dropped the ball. So it's going to be fourth down and 19. So it'll be a punting situation for Mountain View, three and out, as the Bear defense. Actually, that was just the offensive player didn't catch the ball, or they might have gotten a little bit of yardage. But the Jackets will punt it away on fourth and long, fourth and 19. Bears draw back double safety at about midfield. There's the kick. It's a high, good one. Driving the Bears back. Running back
Galloway
picked it up at the 30 and gets back to about the 45-yard line before he is
upended.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it.
Had his legs taken out of him, but he pops right up, and he's good. The Bears will have good field position. Start their first drive of the second half. Defense answered the bell. And Willow will try to add to their 22-13 lead here in the third quarter.
Going to spot the ball at the Bear 45-yard line. First and 10. As we're into the third quarter, 10 minutes and change left to go in the third quarter. Bears get their first possession of the second half. Caden Lee at quarterback. Man in motion to the near side of the field. Long count. There's the snap and the handoff. Mm. Not much there for the Bears.
Scarborough with the carry. Pushes ahead for a yard. First carry of the night for Scarborough.
Officials are helping us out on the spots. That's a two-yard gain.
Oh, okay.
All the way up to the, well, I guess. Yeah, that's where it's at, 47-yard line. Second down and 8 for the Bears on the first possession of the second half. They break the huddle. Lee sets them up in our spread formation. Has 3 wideouts to this side, 1 to the far side. And a snap and a quick throw over to the near side, complete. And not much there for the receiver. In fact, no gain on the play.
Well defended by the Yellow Jackets. Brady James with the reception.
Lost a yard on the play.
Really nowhere to go for Brady.
Third down and 8 for the Bears from their own 47-yard line.
Coach Swallum getting some different personnel involved here in the third quarter. Scarborough, now Brady James, so trying to work his depth a little bit.
Lee back there by himself this time on third down and long. He wants to throw, looks right, comes back that way, gets it complete.
He's going to be close.
It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be hard to say whether that's a first down or not.
I got it.
I think it is.
Complete to McCune for a first down. Good quick hitter. Lee to McCune. That's been a pretty good combination for the Bears.
It has. First and 10 for the Bears at the inside Mountain View territory at the 44. Bears break the huddle. Spread formation has 3 wide receivers, 2 backs in there with Lee this time. Hands off to his tailback, and nothing there for him. Ooh, he got hammered.
Shortridge.
Line of scrimmage.
Ran into the wall. And it'll be 2nd and 10 for the Bears. Bears have slowed the pace down. They've got the lead in the third quarter.
Yeah, they're
so,
not doing the hurry-up offense.
No, they're in control of the tempo now, and want to be conservative here.
I like that hurry-up a little better, I think. Third down, or 2nd down and 10 for the Bears. Again, they try the run. And the running back over the right side gets inside the 30, down to about the... inside the 40 to about the 39-yard line. Still going to be about 4 yards short of a first down. Third down and 4 for the Bears' first down.
Logan Bryan pick up 5.
Close to 5 is what they need to pick up now here on third down.
7 minutes left to go third quarter. Bears leading 22-13.
Noticeable difference in the speed of play. Bears get the snap.
Lee keeps.
He's got running room. He's got a first down out of bounds as he gets inside the 35 to about the 34-yard line.
Great heads-up play by Lee. He knew where he was. He knew what he needed to do to get the first down.
Yep.
And then ran out of bounds and avoided any damage that just didn't need to happen. Got the first down, moves the chains, and keeps the Bears' drive going.
Pass the ball now at the Mountain View 33-yard line, 1st and 10. But it seems like that hurry-up offense just speeds the game up so much. And this seems a little slower.
Yeah, with you, I kind of like. I mean, I understand why we slowed it down.
Yeah.
For entertainment value,
right.
I like the hurry-up.
1st and 10, handoff up the middle. And the running back gets inside the 30-yard line on that carry. Got about 4 on the play, maybe 5.
That's Logan Bryan again, another 5 yards. It's a good average if you can do 5 yards every time here
in
business.
Yeah. 2nd down and 5 for the Bears at the 28-yard line of Mountain View. They're running a lot of clock with this type of slow type of offense. Not slow in the fact that they're moving slow. It's just the between plays.
Yeah, taking their time.
Taking their time.
And it's more run-oriented here in the third quarter, too.
Yep.
He is not throwing the ball like he was in the first half.
Second down and five. There's the snap, handoff. The running back breaks the tackle and gets the first down inside the 25-yard line to the 23. So we're showing just a different.
This is a completely different offense.
Different offense, totally. And hats off to Coach Wallum for doing it this way. You know, it's
and this is something the Bears teams in the last few years have struggled with at times. They've become very one-dimensional,
right,
because this is really all we can do. So good to see. And that's a couple of sophomores, Scarborough, Brian. You've got Brady James out there. Some different kids getting some looks as well and showing a little depth.
First and 10 for the Bears from the 23 of Mountain View. Lee keeps. He's at the 20, 15, and down about the 13-yard line. Close to another first down.
And then you've got a quarterback that can do that.
I just started.
Yeah, sorry.
The amazing, that's okay. The amazing thing to watch with Caden Lee is how much he has matured since last year at that position of quarterback. Of course, he's got different personnel, and they have matured too. And that makes a lot of difference as well. Second down and one for the Bears at the Mountain View 13-yard line. Lee gets the snap, hands it off to the running back. He's got a first down and keeps going inside the 10, down to about the 5, goes Shortridge.
That's Shortridge this time, and he gets inside the 5, so give him about a 8-yard carry on that one, as the Bears have just turned into a ground-and-pound game here in the third quarter, and we're down to 4:23 left to go in the third, and the Bears are knocking on the door for another touchdown.
Yep, they've turned into the man-eaters here in the second, in the third quarter. Just a different, it looks like a different team out there. Just don't look like the same type of team at all, but it's mostly the same personnel, although there are some new kids in there. First and goal for the Bears.
Keeper.
Lee on a keeper. He's going to throw it. He does. Incomplete.
And he had nobody there
to go to.
So the incomplete pass. Bring up second and goal for the Bears. And what this also does for your future games is, I'm sure Coach Slalom is aware that everybody else on the Bears' schedule is going to get tape of this game and going to be looking at what the Bears do on offense. So the more you can show them, the more they're going to have to prepare for you.
Right. Second and goal for the Bears from the 5-yard line. Bears have eaten up a lot of clock here on this drive. Took over at about the 10-minute mark. Second and goal. There's the snap and the handoff up the middle. Running back. Touchdown. Bears.
Braden Scarborough goes in from 5 yards out and puts the Bears up 28-13. Hopefully 29.
We're going to get 29.
Kick this extra point here. Wake will come on.
It's just a totally different team aspect of second half as compared to the first half as far as the Bears' offense was concerned. They ran the ball totally differently, and it resulted in 6 points. Maybe 7 coming up as the Bears get their last man out on the field before the extra point try. Ball is down, the kick is up, and it is not up. It is blocked. So with 3:48 left to go, in the third quarter, Willow Springs 28, Mountain View, Yellow Jackets 13. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 3:49 left to go here in the third quarter. Bears prepare to kick off. Bears took something like a 7.5-minute drive and scored 6 points to extend the lead to 28-13 over Mountain View. Bears to kick off, and a line drive kick is taken by the Yellow Jackets.
Nice go
this
down.
This guy is a tremendous runner. He's gone all the way, but hopefully that flag's going to bring him back. It's a run back for a touchdown, but there is
a flag on
the play.
Flag resting at the 30-yard line. Willow coaching staff says, come on back, guys. And it is a hold on the Yellow Jackets. So that will take a touchdown off the board. And,
don't think touched.
Cook was able to show off his speed there. Yeah. It turned into a track meet.
It did.
Nobody was catching him. But it's all coming back. And
I don't think it ever did get on the snowboard, that 6-inch toss.
No, I think that was a
you could tell.
Pretty clear
yeah,
hole.
You could tell what was going on there. So
that is our first penalty, though, I believe, of the second half.
Okay.
After having 20 combined in the first half, that we're 3:34 to go in the third. And that's our first. I probably shouldn't have said anything.
Takes the ball 10 yards back to the 20-yard line. That's where Mountain View will put it in play, first and 10. As the Yellow Jackets move the offense from the 20-yard line. Long in control out of the shotgun. Gets the snap, rolls to his left. Wants to throw that way. Oh, incomplete.
It was tipped and up for grabs. There were a couple of Bears in the area, and then a Yellow Jacket came back, and he almost made the catch on the ground. But incomplete after all of that.
Yeah, some Bears got hands on it, I think. But anyway, it all goes for naught. It's an incomplete pass. It'll be second down and 10 for the Yellow Jackets from the 20-yard line. They don't seem to be running a hurry-up offense either, but they haven't all night. Long in there, spreads out his offense a bit. 3-4 wide receivers, 3 on this near side. He pitches back to the running back, and he is hit and dropped. Good play by the Bear defense. Not one, but 2 Bear defenders on that play really made that work. And a loss on the play of 2 back to the 23. It'll be third down and 12 for the Yellow Jackets.
The line gave no protection for the Yellow Jackets that time. Man, and they've tried him. He's now 4 carries for -4 yards. That is a weapon that is just not working right now for Mountain View, and they've got a third and long here.
Third and 12 from the 18-yard line. Long, the quarterback gets the snap and throws to the near side of the field, gets his man, and he's got a first down. Going down the near sidelines, he cuts back and is down at the Bear 40-yard line. So just a nice sideline pattern by the Yellow Jackets, and they get it all the way to the Bear 40-yard line. That's a gain of 50 yards on that play, or 40. 40 yards on the game.
I thought he stepped out of bounds, but no signal, and great job of a little tightrope action on the near sideline, and stayed in bounds, and Mountain View kind of gave them a little life there. They, like you said, they were down, and that might have sparked them.
Third and 12, and they get 40. First and 10 from the Bear, 40. Long gets the snap. Quick throw to the far sidelines, and the running back, or the receiver, gets about 10 on that, down to about the 30-yard line before he's brought down. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, 28-13 our score.
Sean, keeping us updated, Liberty up big over Stratford, 48-0. Mountain Home leading West Plains 35-24. Lots of scoring tonight.
Lots of scoring. Here it's second down and short for Mountain View.
Feedback from the PA, Mike.
Long gets the snap and pitches to the far side, and there's nothing there. Yeah, there is. He comes back to the near side. Flags go down. Another touchdown callback.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's coming back again, and Mountain View's got to be shaking their head.
Yeah, they got to be. Yeah, so I guess that's probably a nice way of saying
it. And probably saying things under their breath.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Not wanting to come back to Howell County anytime soon.
Well, if this is a home-and-home
matchup. It is not.
Matchup.
It is not.
Okay.
This is a one-year, okay. We both need a game situation, because I think we already have our week one for next year.
Okay.
That's a hold, and we'll see where they want to spot the ball. But another 10-yard penalty on Mountain View. That is their 12th penalty of the night. 22 penalties total. 20 of those came in the first half. 2 players have been ejected from this game, 1 from each team. And it's made for a long night of football, but the Bears are leading Mountain View 28-13 with a minute 17 to go in the third quarter.
Sticks the ball back to the 45-yard line. And we'll bring up a second down and long. It's not one. Second and 11, maybe. Second and 15,
15. From the
okay.
From the markers.
All right, that's it. Second down 15 for the Yellow Jackets. They've had two touchdowns called back on holding calls here in the third quarter. Long in their quarterback has his team spread out again. He has three wide outs on the near side of the field, one on the far side. Long count.
Whistles blow.
Everybody stands up and play is dead.
I don't see any flags. I don't know what if there's an equipment issue, maybe. Somebody the coach is yelling at the official in a timeout for Mountain View. Timeout, Yellow Jackets with 1:17 to go in the third quarter. Willow leading 28-13. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to the 100th season of Willow Springs Bear Football on KUKU.
1:17 left to go in the third quarter, and we have another delay. We had a timeout called by Mountain View coaching staff, and they're talking to the officials extensively, so don't know what that's all about. But
it's been a frustrating night for the Yellow Jackets with the officials, and, I mean, penalties are about even. Both teams have had a player ejected. I think both teams were – you know, nobody was happy about the scrum that happened in the second quarter, but we're ready to go here. Second and 15 for Mountain View.
All right, ball on the Bear 45. Long, the quarterback takes his time, throws it up for grabs.
Dropped.
And it's dropped down the sidelines. Flare out there.
It's a good pass by Long. Maybe just a hair overthrown, but off the fingertips of the intended receiver.
So it'll be third down and 15 for the Yellow Jackets at the Bear 45-yard line.
Stops the clock at 1:10 to go in the third quarter. Bears leading 28-13.
Long gets the play call from his coach. He's back over and sets up his offense. With those four wide receivers, three on the near side, he gets the snap, goes to the weak side, and the ball carrier, the receiver, catches the ball and gets about four on the play down to near the Bear 40-yard line. It will bring up a fourth down.
Long 12 for 20 on the game with a touchdown and an interception, 152 yards. Good quarterback. There's some really good pieces on this Yellow Jacket team, and I really think it's a pretty even match, but the Bears have capitalized on a couple of big turnovers tonight that have helped build this 15-point lead.
Fourth down and 12. They're going for it from the Bear 42-yard line. Long at quarterback in the shotgun. Gets the snap and rolls to his right. Now he's, he throws it complete or incomplete.
It's complete, and they've... Roll him out of bounds, and he's close to a first down, and he got it. First down, Yellow Jackets. Ball inside the 30-yard line. So Long bought some time, found a receiver on the near sideline, and picks up just enough for a first down to keep the drive going for the Yellow Jackets. 13 seconds to go in the third quarter, probably the last play of the quarter. They're going to run the clock, and the Yellow Jackets don't have to run a play here. We'll see if they do with 5 seconds. They're not going to be.
Somebody
able to
doesn't
do
know where to go, so I think that's it. That is the end of the third quarter of play with the score Willow Springs 28, Mountain View, Arkansas 13. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Fourth quarter getting underway here at Polinski Field, home opener. The Bears leading the Yellow Jackets 28-13. Yellow Jackets have the ball, first and 10 at the Bear 28-yard line as we start this fourth quarter of play. Been a rather ragged ball game to some extent, and lots of penalties, that sort of thing, but probably typical for an opening game. Yellow Jackets with the ball, first and 10 at the Bear 28-yard line. Long, their quarterback is a good one, big, strong senior. Has a man in motion to the right.
Keeps
the ball, and the Bears bring him down right at the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard short.
Great job by the Bear defense to stay home and stick with the quarterback. Bringing him down is Hezekiah Galloway.
Okay, no gain on the play. Be second down and 10 from the Bear 28-yard line. And we're underway in the fourth quarter of the season opener here for 25, fall of 25. Next week, the Bears head to Pleasant Hope.
The Pirates next week.
Long at quarterback gets into the line of scrimmage. Gets a quick snap, and there's the official blowing the whistle. The back judge threw the flag that time, so I'm not sure what the call will be.
Maybe a false start on the offense.
Okay.
So the third penalty of the second half. The Bears have not had a penalty in the second half. So, you know, halftime adjustments favor the Bears, certainly, so far here in the as we start the fourth quarter.
Second down 15 now after the five-yard penalty. Long looks over the defense, gets the snap, drops three steps. Fires over the middle, and it's
intercepted.
Almost picked off.
It was picked off. There is a flag that came in late. Asher Smith called for the interception, or he says he's got it. They're going to talk about it. He had to dive to come up with it.
The official threw the flag right there at the play, too, so I'm not sure if there was interference there or what.
Bears are all crowded around the official. We'll see what the official word here is. Pass interference on the Bears. I didn't see anything that it must have been prior to the ball getting there.
Or away from
the ball. It really wasn't. There were more Bears that had a chance at that ball. I didn't see it. I didn't see really anybody, unless they call offensive pass interference.
Nope.
Defensive. Yeah. They're going to mark it off. So, as soon as I say the Bears had not had a penalty in the second half, they do.
First and 10 for the Yellow Jackets down about the 18-yard line.
So, lets the Yellow Jackets off the hook and gives them new life in the red zone.
Long at quarterback. Gets the snap of the football, and the handoff goes to the running back, and he is inside the 10-yard line, down to about the, yeah, we'll see where that's at. Mark it about shy of the 10, I think.
That's Mannon, and that's the first time he's had positive yards tonight. They have tried that multiple times. This time he gets 9. He was sitting at minus 4 yards for the night, and that got him really close to another first down, and the Yellow Jackets threatening to score here and make this a one-possession game in the fourth quarter.
Second down, a couple of yards to go for a first. Long gets the snap.
Keeps it.
And he is he in?
No, they're going to mark him a yard short.
Okay.
So he gets 9 yards. Long takes it himself and just about stretches it into the end zone, but he's going to be called just a little bit short. So
first and goal there, anyway.
They'll have plenty of opportunities to push this in.
Inside of 10 minutes left to go in the ball game.
Been a while since the Bear offense has been on the field. This has been a long drive, feels like, for the Yellow Jackets.
First and goal from inside the 1 yard line. Long gets the snap.
Touchdown.
And touchdown. Touchdown, Mountain View, Arkansas.
And on the Mannon.
It's Mannon gets into the end zone for a 1 yard touchdown.
That makes it 28-19. So we'll see if they go for two here. Make it just a 7-point game. They line up for two. Long gets the snap, wants to throw, throws to the end zone, caught.
Two-point conversion is good.
That's
big conversion.
Big conversion there. Makes it 28-21 with 9:37 left to go in the ball game. So it's a ball game, and we'll be back in 60 seconds for the Yellow Jacket kickoff. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Welcome back. 9:37 left of the ball game. It's a good one. 28-21 as our score. Willow Springs with the lead, Mountain View with the kickoff. The Arkansas team has fought their way back into this game. It's a squib kick.
Didn't go 10 yards.
Did not go 10 yards. It went about 5.
Onside kick, and that's an interesting call with 9:30 to go. And, I mean, it's a one-score game, so you're giving up a lot of field position if you don't connect on that. So.
I thought it was a little early for that.
Yeah, questionable call there by the Yellow Jackets, but the Bears will benefit from it. And now Willow has short field position to try to make this a two-score. I mean, you've worked so hard to get it back to a one-score game and to hand the ball back to the Bears.
Inside your own territory. They're at the 43-yard line, first and 10 for the Bears because of that short failed onside kick. Cabley hands off to the running back. He gets a couple of yards on the play. Gets down to about the 41.
Logan Bryan, as Coach Swallum is going to continue to pound it out here in the fourth quarter, picks up 2 yards. Clock running, and just want to make sure you score at the end of this drive
right,
and make it a two-score game again. Bears leading 28-21, 9 minutes. Let's play in the ball game. Friday Night Lights at Polinski Field.
Bears break the huddle. Second down and 8. Lee at quarterback gets the snap. Keeps it. Being pressured.
Get rid of it.
He can't get rid of it. He has to run out of bounds and a big loss on the play. Big loss.
First time Lee's really taken a loss on one of those scrambles. He's usually able to either chuck it out of bounds or get loose, but that time about a 5-yard loss on the play.
Three men on him, and he just couldn't get out of. He couldn't get away. Just not enough real estate there to get away. So it's a big loss on the play. Back to the 47-yard line. It'll be third down and 14 for the Bears. Bears going to hurry up to the line of scrimmage this time on third and 14.
Whistles blow and a timeout, Bears.
Collum
saw something there he wanted to address. 8:35 to go in the ball game. Willow leading Mountain View 28-21. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Back to Polinski Field, third and 14 for the Bears. After the timeout, Caden Lee gets the snap. Got three men on him, rolls to his left, pitches it to the far side. It is
incomplete
down inside the 40-yard line. It'll be fourth down in a punting situation for the Bears.
The offensive line did not hold up well for the Bears on that series as Mountain View came after Lee and rushed him out of the pocket on multiple snaps on that short-lived drive for the Bears. They weren't able to take advantage of good field position. Now we'll punt it away and try to pin the Yellow Jackets back deep. 8:25 still to go in the ball game, and Mountain View will get it back with a chance to tie or take the lead.
Scarborough gets the snap and kicks it away. It's a pretty good kick, taken at the 15-yard line by the Yellow Jackets. It's Cook.
Watch him go.
And look out.
Shirttail tackle
into Bear territory and down out of bounds at about the, I don't know where he's going to be, but it's going to be in Bear territory.
There was a flag on the kick on the snap. We'll see what that is. If it stands, Mountain View will have the ball in Willow territory, down by 7. penalties have definitely played a part in this game tonight. We've seen a bunch of them. Two turnovers, both against Mountain View, have helped the Bears out.
Ball's going to be at the 41 as it stands now, but officials are still talking to everybody. Well, basically just Mountain View. We're going to kick it again.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. The Mountain View Arkansas team probably will not be able to evaluate the MSHA officials, but I'm not sure that they would have complimentary things to say.
I haven't seen anything come from the white hat yet.
Here it comes. Who's on the Bears?
Penalty declined,
but a face mask against Mountain View, and that will be held up on the return, I assume. So that'll mark that return back. The flag is
so there were
40.
There were two flags on the play. Yeah, okay, two penalties on the play. The one against Willow was declined.
Procedure penalty.
The one against Mountain View is accepted, and that means the ball will be placed at the 35-yard line of the Yellow Jackets, so they lose a lot of field position over that. I guess now the ball has been picked up, so I don't know. It's just hate it when the officials are getting more attention than the game itself.
And they don't want that
they
either.
They don't want it either.
No.
But that's what's happened here. That is exactly what's happened. So I don't know what they're going to do, but.
Okay. Well, however that all added up, it's going to be first and 10 Yellow Jackets at their own 35-yard line.
Well, it saved the Bears about 25 yards there, at least for the moment. So Mountain View comes out to line up for the offensive series, starting at their own 35-yard line. There's 8 minutes left to go in the ball game, and they trail by 7. Quarterback. Very dangerous weapons on this team. He gets the snap, drops straight back, throws deep, got a man open.
No.
Incomplete.
No flag. Well defended by the Bears. Well thrown by
well
Long.
Thrown. Yeah,
and he just missed his intended target. Would have been a huge gain, but instead of 2nd and 10.
Trying to strike fast here.
And he's got the arm that this team has some home run hitters, so they can get you quickly.
They got some talent, they do. 2nd down and 10, Long gets the snap, hands off to the running back who gets 6 or 7 on the play up over the 40-yard line, the 43, gets about 8. The 3rd down and 2 for the Yellow Jackets at their own 43-yard line.
Clark with the run. Brian with the stop for the Bears.
Big 3rd down play here for the Bear defense. Long at quarterback, spreads the field, gets a man in motion to the near side, hands it off. Running back is hit and dropped, but he got the 1st down.
Hit hard, stumbled getting up a little bit.
Got up to the 46, the 1st and 10 for the Yellow Jackets right there, 47-yard line. Clock still moving with 7:09, so plenty of time left to go in the ball game. Got a feeling this one may go to the end. Long at quarterback.
Bears jump offside. Flag went down, but they didn't stop the play. The pass is caught. The official picks up the flag and puts it in her in his pocket.
So it'll be a completed pass.
He's going to come over and talk to the white hat. I think that there is a penalty on the Bears, yeah, which is what I thought.
But nobody stopped play.
Right. I don't know why they didn't blow the whistle and stop the play. The flag was on when they – anyway, it won't really matter, except Mountain View should accept that penalty and keep their down. They're going to mark it off at the end? Huh. What? You can't do that. Like, it's move them back 5 yards, and it's first down. There you go. Goodness.
Can't have both.
Can't have the yardage and the penalty.
Right.
So they will accept the penalty, and they get their down back, and it's first down and 5 now.
That's a bare 45-yard line. They had a little bit more on their completion, but they took the down. Long at quarterback. Gets the snap of the football, hand off to the running back. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped right there. It'll be second down and 5.
So Manning, no gain that time.
No flags either, and that's always a plus.
I haven't seen Cook in a while.
Be second down or third down. No, second down and 5. Second down and 5 for the Yellow Jackets. Ball at their bare 45-yard line. 28-21 our score here as we near the halfway point of the fourth quarter.
Cook in a slot receiver spot. I'm just waiting for him to do something.
Long gets the snap. Wants to throw, being rushed. Now he gets it away and way downfield. Oh. Incomplete.
Tipped by the Bears into the hand of the intended receiver, and he nearly made the catch, but nobody able to grab it. The receiver gets up a little gingerly, and the Bear helping him up.
Bear That's defenders
nice
helped
see.
Him up. That was good.
That's good.
Good
to
see.
We
yeah.
like to see that.
Third down and 5 now. Bears almost had the quarterback for a sack, but he got away and got the ball away, and it goes incomplete for third, make it third down and 5 from the Bear 45. Yellow Jackets are definitely in four-down territory here with this kind of yardage anyway. Long sets him up at 3rd and 5. Gets the snap of the football.
Manning
gets
stopped.
The handoff, and he is rushed.
Give him forward progress. Give him about 2 yards. But it'll be a 4th down and 3. The Bear defense trying to man up here late in the fourth quarter.
4th and 3 for the Yellow Jackets at Bear 43-yard line with 5:17 left to go in the ballgame. Big play here for the Yellow Jackets. And a big play for the Bear defense, too. Goes for both sides of the ball here. Long at quarterback on 4th down and 3. Gets the snap, wants to throw. Lobs it
oh, wow.
Incomplete.
I don't know if somebody ran a wrong route or
it wasn't close.
It wasn't even, there was nobody there. It was well over the head of everybody. And Long is a quality quarterback, but nobody there. And the Yellow Jackets turn it over on downs. The Bear defense gets a gold star for that stand. And at 1st and 5.
The yeah,
Bears,
they did.
The Bears get out of it and take the ball over near midfield with 4:50 to play. Both teams still have 2 timeouts, and Willow with another opportunity to go up by 2 scores. Leading 28-21, Lee and the offense back on the field.
1st and 10 from their own 43-yard line. Lee, 2 backs with him now. He hands off to one of the backs, trailing back, who gets up to the 45, and that's about it, a couple of yards.
That's Shortridge, I believe, or Logan Bryan, rather.
2-yard gain. 2nd down and 8 for the Bears at their own 45-yard line. Watch that clock now with a lot of intensity.
Yeah.
Keep your eye on the clock. It's 4:24 left in the ball game. Bears leading by 7, 28-21.
Yellow Jackets have done a better job, though, containing the run. So you wonder if at some point the Bears may have to go back to the short pass game.
Lee keeps one back in there with him on second down and eight, gets the snap, hands it off. Running back breaks a tackle. It's over the 45 up to about the 49-yard line. So going to bring up a third down and about four for the Bears.
Logan Bryant again. Now the Bears go hurry up.
Trying to catch them off guard, I guess. Hurry up offense. But a long count.
Yeah, trying to get them offside, but now they'll slow it down and change things up.
All right. Third down and four. Handoff goes to the running back. He's breaks the tackle, and I think he got it down to the 46-yard line. That was Shortridge, wasn't it?
Or Bryant. They have similar running styles.
They do.
Bryant again. And they're just Logan Bryant is just eating up yards, and now they'll check out.
Bad.
Ooh, that
spot.
Is a bad spot.
All the way back to the 40.
Fourth and one. I thought he had it for sure.
Fourth and one now at the 48-yard line. Bears had a fourth and one earlier in the game and went for it. And Lee fumbled it, and so we'll see what happens here with 3 minutes left to go in the ballgame. Bears come up to the line of scrimmage.
Under 3 minutes to play. Big play here. Might have Lee just keep it.
Fourth down.
Bears trying to get people off the field with two, and they're going to have to burn a timeout.
Yeah.
Timeout, Wilma, with 2:46 left to go in the ballgame. Don't go anywhere. Bears leading 28-21 back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Fourth down and a yard to go for the Bears. Man in motion to the right.
Galloway.
Galloway gets the ball.
Oh, he may go.
And more. Galloway at the 10, 5, touchdown. Willow Springs on fourth and one.
They went with a sweep, and they had the blocking in front of Jeremiah Galloway. He turned on the jet. The guy has speed. And he goes in from 48 yards out, and the Bears go back up by two scores. Great play call by the Bears, and Galloway takes it all the way to the house. 2:33 left to play.
34-21 our score now here. So the Bears line up for the extra point. Try to make it a 14-point lead here with 2 minutes and 33 seconds left in the ballgame. Yeah, that was a good play calling there, Marty. Get your fastest man.
Not what Mountain View was expecting at all.
No.
Bears did a great job executing it. And
get your fastest man in space and let him go. Drive the extra point. They go for two. And the Bears are going to get out of it, yes. 2-point conversion is good. McEwen in the end zone. The Bears lead it 36-21 with 2:33 left to go in the ball game. So, with that, we'll take a 60-second time away. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. .233 left to go in the ball game. It is 36-21 Willow Springs as the Bears try to open the season with a win against a Mountain View, Arkansas team that traveled the distance and came up here to play on kind of a everybody, we both need somebody to play sort of thing. Bears to kick it off from the 40. Ball is squib kicked. Running back going to the far side of the field, trying to get open space out there. Cook, he does get some open space on his feet, finally brought down near the 50-yard line. Wow, that kid.
He's a weapon.
He really is. He's a weapon.
Got it all the way back into Bear territory. So Mountain View trying to make a little comeback here late as the Bears with that big touchdown lead at 36-21. 2:20 left to go.
Another 2-point conversion helped there, too.
Yes, it did. That was a gutsy call, too.
It was.
You know, you're up by two scores, and now you make it a little tougher.
From the Bear 47-yard line, Long and the Yellow Jackets. Long gets the snap, throws high and deep. Long, he's...
Oh, it dropped. He had that in his hand.
That was the score.
Ooh.
That was 6 points for Mountain View, and it was just dropped. Rector was the intended receiver, and he had it in his arms, and it just slid through. Was there a flag? Yes, there was. Personal foul on the Yellow Jackets. They're holding. It was personal foul. Mr. Relish, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So that'll be a 15-yarder from the line of scrimmage.
Yep. He'll put the ball back in Yellow Jacket territory.
Fifteen penalties tonight for the Yellow Jackets. And totaling 145 yards.
How many?
Bears have had 12 for 80.
Okay. That's too many for...
Too many for either team.
Either team, but...
And too many personal fouls, tippy stuff, that both these teams will obviously want to clean that up moving forward.
Puts the ball all the way back to the 33-yard line. Well, I think that's a little too far, actually.
I do. I mean, that's more than 15 yards, but I don't know where the... I mean, are they...
Well, this shouldn't matter,
for
the first foul.
Yeah. They're going to move it off.
Yeah, I thought that's too far. Good grief.
It's been a long night for the officials. They've had a...
Now they bring it
They've earned their pay tonight.
This is a 38, and I think that's where it should be. It's first and 25. Should be for the Yellow Jackets. We can't wait to get out of Willow Springs. Long at quarterback. Still over 2 minutes left. Long gets the snap. Hands it off. Whistles blow. Oh, boy. Yeah. Just now,
maybe a false start, maybe?
No, just let the kids play type.
Yeah. False start on the Yellow Jackets. Another penalty.
Takes the ball now back to the 33, where they tried to put it a while ago. So it's first and 30 for the Yellow Jackets at the 2 minute 9 second mark of the ball game. Spread formation. And they rush the quarterback, try to get him.
He's back.
And he finally brought down at the 30 yard line.
Several Bears, including Elijah Robertson, on the tackle. Brings it back to the 30-yard line. And whistle blow for a injury or a timeout? It's going to be a timeout for the Yellow Jackets from Mountain View, Arkansas. 1:50 left to go. 2 minute warning here from Polinski Field. Bears leading 36-21. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
1:58 left to go here in the 1:50 left to go here in the ball game as we're back to action. Long goes wide to the cut, picked off by the Bears.
Galloway.
Galloway show again.
Have a fourth quarter, Jeremiah.
That was just easy to read, wasn't it?
It was. He just telegraphed that right to him, and Galloway picks it off. Bears have it, and it's just a matter of time now before Willow starts their 100th year with a 1-0 record. Gets ready to go to Pleasant Hope, try to make it 2-0, come back to Kabul and rack up a few wins here at the beginning of the year. Second interception by Long tonight.
1:39 left to go to the ball game, and the Bears will try to run the clock out here. I think probably one timeout to all Mountain View has left. So the Bears just kind of go into prevent here, prevent offense. There's a snap and a kneel down by Caden Lee. Clock keeps moving.
I don't think Mountain View will want to stop the clock here. No real reason to do that. Bears will go to 1-0. Reminder, we'll have a JV contest here on Tuesday Tuesday, the second day of September, against the Ava Bears. That's a baptism by fire for the JV.
Throw them right in there.
You bet. And then we'll be back with you next Friday night with the Pleasant Hope Pirates and the Bears, starting the year off with a victory on week one, the home opener. Nice to win the home opener, isn't it?
Second kneel down by Caden Lee. Always nice to win the home opener.
Always nice to win any game, but the big crowd here at Polinski showing their appreciation to the Bears, and a good way to start the 2025 campaign. Bears will need to do it
one more time. Yep, they do. Because play clock is at 30 seconds. The play clock's at 15 and the scoreboard clock is at 25.
Goes down and the players are just getting off the field and no post-game field celebration tonight with all of the other dramatics from the evening. So both teams will tip their hats to each other and
kind of like to interview them.
Maybe never play again.
I'd kind of like to interview one of the officials tonight just to get their input to what went on out there.
We will talk to Coach Swallum, assuming that he's able to talk to us here in a little bit. But we'll take a break and come back with your post-game stats and recap in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.